world around us. I'm Jeremy, your personal naturalist. This is Eric.
Hello, everyone.
My fellow naturalist. And we are coming to you from the Squam Lakes Natural Science Center, where we advance understanding of ecology by exploring nature. How are you today, Eric?
I'm doing fine. Thanks, Jeremy.
Good. Any noteworthy nature sightings this week at all?
There sure was. I've got a small stand of trees out by my house, and there's a kestrel pair that are rearing young there. And just the other day, a broadwing hawk was cruising right over the trees, and immediately the male and female launched up and just drove that broadwing hawk right away from the nest, across the yard, and across my house. Beautiful sighting.
Wow, that is pretty cool. I had something similar happen where we have a red-eyed vireo on a nest near my house.
Oh, nice.
It got chased off its nest by a broadwing hawk, so it was pretty interesting. Similar circumstance. It is back on the nest, I'm happy to say, and sitting on the eggs. They should be hatching any time.
Great to hear.
All right. So last week, we heard this nature noise. It was great to hear all the guesses this week. There were a few guesses that were close, and they were along the right line of thinking for sure. And many people also got it correct. This was the sound of a bullfrog. Let's listen one more time. Eric, bullfrogs always amaze me. That deep jugurum rumbles across the pond. They almost seem to declare themselves to the rest of the pond, I feel.
Yeah, they sure do. And if I was a frog in that pond, I'd be listening. You know, bullfrogs are the largest frog in North America. You know, they get to a size up to about 6 inches. They hide among vegetation, waiting for an opportunity to find some prey to catch. They eat everything in a pond that they can overpower, from small insects up to things like crayfish, mice, and even other frogs, including other bullfrogs.
Wow, I know. I've heard that before. That's wild. Their jaw is so strong, it can help them gulp down their prey, which makes them kind of unique among frogs here in New Hampshire. They also subdue their prey using their tongue. It's so fast and exits the mouth with a lot of force. It's almost like a ballistic slingshot. When the mouth is closed, the elastic structures hold it in. And then this quick tongue strike allows the bullfrog to use its strong mouth to grab its prey after it's stunned.
Yeah, they are great at controlling insect populations. But they're also a source of food for a lot of different animals, including things like fox and herons and even river otters.
Yeah. However, it isn't all great in the bullfrog world. They have been showing up in places around the globe that they normally did not exist. Populations in some of these places have exploded and have been difficult to control where there aren't these natural predators.
Here in the eastern U.S., they are a classic sound of ponds and small lakes and wetland areas. They're a predator, like we said, to many animals, but they're also food for these larger animals.
That's right. So keep your ears open. And even if you don't have bullfrogs nearby, don't forget to do the important thing. Get out and explore the wild around you.